his purpose. Did you write that down? Are y'all going to forget this? This is live. It's not Memorex. God equips you for his purpose. Paul was an organizer. Go back in the life of Paul, and he was an organizer. He systematically organized the persecution of the Christian church. He organized, he petitioned, he wrote letters. He petitioned the religious establishment about persecuting the Christian church. He assembled arguments and concepts and presented his case with persuasion that the Sanhedrin issued him letters and permission to go out and murder folk. He was an organizer. He executed his plan with effectiveness. Paul was a leader. He inspired others to do the same. In the first few chapters in the book of Acts, it talks about the disciple Stephen being stoned because he dared to stand up and talk about Jesus the Christ. And Paul, by his own admission, said he stood by guarding the clothes of those who were stoning Stephen, and the blood of Stephen was on his hand. Paul was a communicator. He was trained in Pharisaic school. He was trained in philosophy. His concepts were shaped by his Roman environment. God gave him the gift to communicate thoughts and ideas. Paul was a tent maker. Go back and read it. He had a profession. He wasn't looking for a job. He already had a job. Paul was not using his skills for God's purpose. God gave him leadership. God gave him a vocation. God gave him communication. God gave him organization skills. But he was not using that for the purpose which God created him for. But look at God. God didn't throw all of those skills away. What God did was redirect his efforts. So what he was using for the opposition, he can use it for the Lord. You got it, 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 you got stuff. Yes, you do. You got stuff. You got skill. You got talent. You have creative things. You got stuff happening in your life. But check it out. You just might be using it for the opposition. Using it for the benefit other than what God created you for. God didn't throw away the skills and the talent, but on a Damascus road, Paul, I want to talk with you. Huh? Paul was going around persecuting the church, and God had to have a heart-to-heart talk with him on a Damascus road. He had a close encounter of the divine kind. Jesus stopped Paul on the road and said, "Why are you persecuting me?" He said, "Wait a minute, Jesus, I didn't mean to mess with you." And Jesus said, "No, get up, you go sit down and take 3 days off, and you sit here, and I'm going to send somebody who's going to give you instruction." Jesus sent somebody and gave him instruction, and the next thing you knew, he was organizing churches all over Asia Minor. Next thing you know, he was leading other apostles and other disciples. The next thing you know, he was supporting himself through his tent maker job so that he could preach and teach all over town. The next thing you knew, all of the gifts and talents that he had, the arguments and the build of philosophy and concept, understanding the Roman culture and the Roman mind, this communicating Paul, God took it and used it for his purpose so that he could preach and teach the gospel of Jesus Christ, that either in life and either in death, he would accomplish the purpose of spreading the gospel around. Purpose. God does not throw what you got away. What he does is he redirects the effort so that you can use according to his purpose.